first of all, not every state allows delegation. But in the states that allow delegation, there is a process that's established. The person who is delegating must make sure that, number one, the person that they're identifying is competent, capable, and willing to take the task. And then the second piece of that is that they would be required to provide a level of training that may be specific to that task or may be broader than that. And it depends. For instance, in Colorado, there is a 4-hour medication training course that enables people to administer medications orally, topically, and through an inhaler. But if any other kinds of medications are given, rectal medications, injections, epinephrine, and so on, that training is given separately relative to the individual child who needs that particular medication. With something like a gastrostomy tube feeding, the training would be done, at least in this state, on an individual basis for that particular child. There are different protocols in different states, but I think probably pretty standardly you could say that training must be provided for anyone who is doing healthcare procedures. The choice of the person needs to be appropriate. The training needs to be provided. There needs to be a supervision and evaluation piece to it. And there needs to be a record-keeping system whereby the training and the ongoing supervision is documented on a regular basis.